You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini, educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini, and I want to introduce you to my new podcast called The Deal Farm. The Deal Farm is a podcast specifically centered around real estate investing. We're going to build this podcast so that real estate investors can get educated, they can connect with other real estate investors, they can be inspired by listening to other real-life real estate investing stories. The whole goal around this podcast is to keep it brief, typically 10 to 15 minutes, but make it packed full of good content, something that you have an interest in learning, something that you can implement in your current real estate investing business. Or if you're just thinking about getting started in real estate, this may be the inspiration you need to get started, or even the education to take that first step. So I'm going to take the next few minutes and just give you a background on myself, who I am, what I've been doing in real estate, my experience. And then we'll finish up our time talking about the podcast and where we see it going. So I got started in real estate back in 2005. And before that time, actually from about 2000 to 2005, I actually worked for a large insurance brokerage on their software side and actually did pretty well there. I actually became assistant vice president at the age of 27. Definitely had a good career path, but knew that I wanted to get into real estate. And probably like a lot of you, I'm working a day job listening to information, and I was listening to CDs at the time and reading books and manuals, trying to learn as much as I could about real estate because it just completely intrigued me. And I knew it was something that I wanted to get into. So I began to look for an outlet to where I could leave my day job and go directly into real estate full time. And I actually found a company on one of the franchise sites, believe it or not, it was something like a franchise, where they were doing training on assignments, and they had put together a pretty interesting model where they would actually find lease purchase tenants up front, then go find a house for those tenants, and then partner them up with investors who would buy those properties for them and do a lease purchase with them. And it was a great model, especially in the mid-2000s when everything was appreciating and everything was hunky-dory in the real estate world. And you could just bank on houses gaining value over time. So that model worked great for about 2 years. So I joined this company. I did a bunch of deals, probably 75 deals in the first 2 years. And then the bottom fell out. And this company went out of business. But at the time, I'd had enough experience working with investors and had a lot of experience doing lease purchases and had actually started a renovation company just before that. I said, you know what? I should put all these components together and figure out how to do something turnkey for investors. And that's really in 2007, 2008, when I put together the turnkey model in Atlanta, where we would actually buy houses that were distressed. We would fix them up with our renovation crews. Like I said, I had really good experience putting lease purchase tenants in place. So we'd put the tenants in these properties. And then I would sell them to typically out-of-state investors as a turnkey investment. And of course, in the late 2000s, with the market being down, we were buying houses just so cheap. And it was a really good model. And it's actually the same model that I still do to this day. So for the last 7-8 years, my primary business has been turnkey real estate investing. Again, it's where we buy it, we fix it, we lease it, and then we sell it. And most of our businesses come from out-of-state investors. Now, as the market has shifted over the last even 2 years in Atlanta, really, real estate values have continued to climb and almost really recovered from where they were in the mid-2000s. I've actually had to shift my business as well. So in the last couple years, we've averaged about 100 transactions per year. I think in 2012, we did about 100. 2013, we actually got up about 125. And then last year, we were just under 100. But the combination of houses has definitely changed, where 2012 was almost all turnkey, 13, a lot more wholesale. And then 14, this last year, actually only half of our business was turnkey. The other half was wholesaling and flipping, just traditional fix and flips. And then also we've started to get into new construction as well. This year we'll probably build, I don't know, 10 to 15 new houses. We'll still do a lot of wholesale deals. I'm actually buying a lot of properties right now to hold myself. So my business continues to morph and change. But at the same time, I'm actually very much entrenched in all things real estate investing because we do a little bit of everything. Because we turnkey houses, we do leasing, we help with property management. I wholesale properties, so I understand that side of the business. We fix and flip. We'll probably do 40 or 50 fix and flips this year. And then even new construction. I actually saw the writing on the wall back in the late 2000s that new construction at some point was going to come back in Atlanta because Atlanta's always been such a strong growth market. I actually went and got my master's degree from Georgia Tech in building construction and went ahead and got licensed as a general contractor, knowing I wasn't going to use it right away, but now here we are in 2014 and 2015, and I'm able to pull permits, and I brought on a supervisor to run those projects, but all the permits are pulled under me, which is great. Now I'm able to put that experience and that education to use as well in new construction. So again, big picture, I've done about, 600 deals over the last so many years. I've got a lot of experience. I understand what real estate investing is. And now I really just want to have an opportunity to give back. I love the idea of educating new investors, inspiring somebody who's sitting out there thinking about how can I get into real estate investing? I just want to do my first deal. Because I remember being that person. I remember just longing to get into real estate and figuring out an entry point. And so now to be able to educate someone and talk about real estate investing, inspire them to get into real estate, that's something that excites me. And I'm thrilled to be able to do through this podcast. Now, some of you might already know me through Bigger Pockets. I've actually been one of their expert contributors since 2011. I've put out hundreds of articles and blogs just pertaining to my business and real estate investing in general. So part of my thinking in starting this podcast is that it'll probably mirror somewhat closely the content I'm already putting out on BiggerPockets.com. For me, I sit down every week and I write about what's pertinent in my business. What's happening today that might be useful for another investor somewhere else to consider? And so you'll see that there will probably be times where my blog comes out on Bigger Pockets, and then the very next day you hear my podcast talking about the very same thing. I can't help it. It's part of what I'm doing, and so it's relevant to me, and I'm hoping that it'll be relevant to you as well. You'll see that when we launch this podcast, we're going to have about 30 to 35 already completed podcasts. And the way we're going to break down our content, at least going forward, is about half of our shows are going to be commentary. So similar to what you would read in my blog. Again, things that are pertinent to real estate. So I've done a show about lease options and sort of breaking them down on why I think they're a great strategy for real estate investing. Or one of my favorite ones is what I would do with my first $25,000. If you've got $25,000 burning a hole in your pocket and you don't know how to get started, I sort of give you my roadmap for what I would do with that $25,000. I talk about virtual assistants in another show. That's something that we've used in our business, and that can be a great tool for you in getting started. We talk about motivated sellers in one of our shows. So with all the REOs drying up, how are you going to find off-market deals, and talking about how to go after those motivated sellers. And then we talk about financing one of our shows, just all things financing, how to get your deals funded. So half of our shows are going to be that type of commentary. The other half of our shows are going to be what we call our best deal ever episodes. And that's where we do an interview with another real estate investor, and we talk about their best deal ever. And so when we come out of the gates, we've actually already talked to a couple big names that you might recognize, Matt Terrio, with Epic Investors. He's one of the folks that we interview. We interview Joe McCall with Real Estate Mastery. We interview Jason Hartman with the Creating Wealth Show. And all these guys talk about really how they got into real estate, which is very interesting, and to see where they got to where they are today. And then we also talk about their best deal ever, which is always interesting, you know, to find out these guys, what did your best deal ever look like? And we break it down and we kind of look at the nuts and bolts of how the deal came to be. And so those are going to comprise about half of our shows. So I don't want to overwhelm you with interviews, but at the same time, I don't want you to get bored just listening to me ramble on every week too. And again, the goal of the show is to keep it as short as possible, 10 to 15 minutes tops, because I know your time is valuable, my time is valuable, and it's tough for me to listen to an hour-long podcast, especially if there's multiple people that I want to listen to. So I try to respect that. I try to keep things quick and brief and full of content and not filled with meaningless conversation that doesn't really benefit you as the listener, and not full of commercials either. Again, I want to get in and get out, get you 10, 15 minutes of interesting, fun, good, original content, and then let you move on with your day. And I think we'll probably end up releasing about 2 episodes a week. So instead of the 1 week, 1 hour episode, we'll shoot for maybe the 2 a week, 10 to 15 minute episodes. So that's sort of our goal. That's sort of our layout or format for the show. The other half of our show is really going to be located on our website, which is dealfarm.net. I mean, it's going to be a place where you can go to download the episodes, but I also want to make it a community. That's very important to me. I want to make sure that our listeners have an opportunity to interact with each other. And because the podcast is called Deal Farm, I want to make sure that people have the opportunity to do deals, to do real estate deals. And so on our site, we're actually going to have a menu item called Deals. And in there, it's a place where you can post your deals. If you've got a wholesale deal or a turnkey deal or a fix and flip deal, or maybe you're looking for a partner to invest with you or to put up some equity, or maybe you're looking for hard money or you're offering hard money, I want to make this a community where you guys can interact with each other, post deals, buy deals from each other, do business in general. To me, that's a big part of this game, is getting to know other people and feeding each other deals. That's one of the interesting things I find about real estate investing in general. Like in my market, I know a lot of the other wholesalers, and you know what? I don't really consider them competitors. I consider them all business partners because I buy from them. I sell to them. I sell through them. We're constantly doing business together. And I really think that's the way real estate should work, is that there is so much business out there that you don't need to see people as competitors. You should really see them as opportunities and as potential business partners. So that's really the community I want to create through this website. The other thing we're going to have on dealfarm.net is a deal evaluator. So if you're looking for a deal, or you're looking at a deal and you want to analyze it and see what your ROI is or your cap rate or whatever you want to look at, we've got that in there. And you can actually enter that information in. It's a pretty robust calculator that took me a while to build, but we give that away free, and I hope that it's useful for you as well. The other thing we're going to do on the website is give you an opportunity to tell us what you want to talk about in a future episode. So if there's a question you've got on your mind that you'd like to have discussed, there's a place on our website called Post a Comment. And we'll be more than happy to analyze it and see if it's a topic we want to talk about in a future episode, then it may be something we end up doing. So that's sort of it at a high level of where we see Deal Farm going. And we would love for you to tell your friends about the show. If you would, if this is something you think you might be interested in listening to going forward, man, we would sure love it if you would take the time to download all of our episodes. That gives us a big boost in iTunes and gets us in front of a bigger audience. So that, and also if you would be so kind as to leave a comment. If this is a podcast you've enjoyed listening to, if you leave comments through iTunes, that also gives us a big boost, and we would greatly appreciate that. So that basically wraps up our time for our first episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you decide to stick around and listen to a few more episodes and become one of our listeners. We look forward to serving you through the Deal Farm. Take care. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do five simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number one, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number two, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number three, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number four, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number five, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all five of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.